Here's some statistics for you. Every year, humans eat more than 300 million cows, more than 400 million goats, 500 million sheep, and a whopping 1.5 billion pigs. So as it's a month until Christmas, we thought we could look at how to do Christmas feasts without the beasts. Amanda Sorensen is the National Coordinator of the Vegan Society of New Zealand, and she's with us now. Kia ora, Amanda.
Kia ora, Karen. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I haven't spoken to you for a while.
Oh, you remember. I wasn't sure.
Yes.
I have to reconnect.
What is Christmas dinner like at your place?
Well, we have a very relaxed Christmas these days. We've all become a little mature and we've tried to cater to everyone and make it as relaxed as possible. So we just have a potluck and it's super easy and everyone just caters or cooks to their strength and brings their favourite thing and they can be relied on for that item and we just throw it all on the table.
What a relief that sounds. That sounds great. Do you even bother trying to make things look like meat? You know, those products that you can find?
Because Christmas is special, you do want the table to look quite nice and you often want a centrepiece. You want something that the vegetables are going to accompany. You don't just want piles and piles of salad. So in terms of a centrepiece, my favourite is a Wellington that I make. So pastry wraps around field mushrooms and inside is minced walnuts and mushrooms. And it's all baked in the oven and roasted, and so it's delicious, and it comes out like a firm and crackling Wellington with sage and mushrooms.
That sounds great.
And you serve it with, in the same way that you would anything else, with gravy and some nice accompaniments.
How big is that? Is that a big long log type thing?
Yeah, it can be a long log. But, you know, other people will throw together they even go so far as to make a tofurkey. So it's made with gluten. It's made with tofu. But it kind of replicates that chewy, the texture, the flavours. It's really rich in flavour. So something that you'd pour your gravy on or your sauce on. So kind of the star of the show.
Is it sculpted to look like a turkey? No, of course it isn't.
Very clever. I don't know how they do it. Often it's round and it's tied up with string, you know, like one of those roasted log roasts that are tied up. They look quite pretty.
We've got our centrepiece.
You carve it. You carve it, of course, in a traditional way.
But tofu's so soft.
Oh, no, once you've baked it and it's got the gluten, like gluten's quite firm and stretchy. So it's mixed in, and sometimes beans are thrown in there as well just for the texture and protein and the body. So it's quite robust when it's been roasted and pulled out.
What about the colour for the table, for the Christmas table? Is that supplied by the vegetables and salads?
You sling a bit of holly on everything. No, so once it's been roasted, it will have all that golden brown appearance and will have that same appeal. And then you just put bright vegetables and nuts and fruits around it. So definitely there's a lot of splendour and, you know, excitement and diversity.
Sounds great. What about dessert?
Oh, dessert. Look, there are people who make the same kinds of desserts. They just replace all the traditional ingredients with plants and, you know, cakes, mince pies, trifles, flans, cheesecakes. But probably maybe one of the most surprising things is that people are actually making pavlova nowadays out of a thing called aquafaba. So it's the juice that you would traditionally tip out when you were making hummus from a can of chickpeas. So that stuff is gold and it's full of protein and you can beat it up, you can whip it in a blender or a mixer and it will become white and peaky and you can turn that into a pavlova.
My word. I'm just imagining the stuff that you tip down the sink from the can of chickpeas. It doesn't sound very appetizing.
Well, now you throw away the chickpeas and you just this gorgeous, you know, this juice. It can become mousse and all kinds of things where you might use egg. You can now use aquafaba and you can, no kidding, you can make pavlova and the meringues.
Can you give us a quick tip, Amanda, for a present that you might give somebody that you've made at home, something that you can give as a Christmas present that's vegan? In the food department.
Oh, okay. Well, in the same way that you might make anything for someone like cookies or mince pies, you can just veganize it. You simply swap out what might be an animal product with a plant-based product. As the case is with aquafaba, you're switching out eggs. You can switch out milk and dairy products, and you can still create the same kinds of things. You know, fudge, mince pies, Christmas cake, the whole lot.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Amanda. That's given us some inspiration. And I can imagine your table groaning at Christmas. It sounds very casual and great fun. So thank you for joining us and happy Christmas.
Thank you very much. You too. Ko marae.
Amanda Sorensen, who's the National Coordinator of the Vegan Society of New Zealand. We can almost say Merry Christmas, can't we? It's the 25th of November. So we're nearly into December. Perhaps we'll hold off until December.